climbing your mountain. Yes, it's years we've been walking your road. Lord, it's been years, far too many long counted, with a lifetime of sin as a Lord. When will we rise up and lay down our burden? Won't you tell me how long must we roll? When will we rise up and lay
for joining us on this, our revival's third and final glorious night. I am the Reverend Jonas Nightingale, and I know we got a house full of sinners tonight. You, sir, you sinner. Ma'am, you sin on a stick. And you, you're wondering if you can leave an intermission and commit even more sin. You're all sinners, each and every one of you. But you can be saved. Tell me, what do you do when the world's a mess and your life's in flux because the economy sucks and you're stuck way down in the depths of despair?
Rise up!
And what do you do when you're feeling the stress and you run out of hope and you just can't cope and you're pretty damn sure that you ain't got a prayer?
Rise up!
See, the worse your troubles get, the deeper you feel you're sinking, the more your one sure bet is He who reigns on high. Cause at your lowest low, you only got one place to go.
Rise up!
I don't blame you for lacking hope, but if you want to believe, and I believe you do, then take your hands off your neighbor's lap, lift them high, cause we're gonna make a joyful noise. Singing that'll make the rafters rock, stories that'll make your soul unlock. Even if you think it's all a crack, you'll rise up, you doubting Thomases. Music that'll wipe away your blues, preaching that you'll find you can't refuse. Though you're mostly atheists and Jews, you'll
rise up,
and give unto the Lord. Now you may not know it, but there is a reason you came here tonight. You are at a crossroads in life. I know, because it was only a year ago that I myself stood at just such a Rubicon. Out of money, out of options, in a broken down bus, right where the road to perdition hits the highway to nowhere, about 100 miles south of Topeka, right outside a little town called... Brother Raymond?
Padre?
Where are we now?
Just outside of Sweetwater.
Then Sweetwater is where we will pitch our tent.
Mama, Sam, talk him down.
Jonas, look around. These people, they've got nothing.
Exactly. Fellas who've been laid off at the plants, farmers who have lost their federal grants, all of them are desperate for a chance to rise up.
Rev, we need a big score.
There's nothing here but dust.
That's why it's perfect. Men who got no way to pay the rent, wives who wonder where their savings went, watch them offer up their last red cent to rise up.
Jonas, it's a dying town in the middle of a drought.
I got this. These folks are stone cold out of luck, and you know what they're hoping? If they maybe throw the Lord a buck, they'll come and save their shirts. They'll be driving in from miles around with hearts and wallets open. I'll make those suckers rise up. They'll give until it hurts. Anyone got a better idea? No? Good. And unload the bus, set up a tent, and start to spread the word. Tell them I can set their children straight.
Children.
Tell them I can help keep off the weight.
Help.
Tell them that tonight right here at 8,
they'll rise up and pass the plate around.
Tell them I can make their conscience clear. Tell them I can make the rain appear. You tell them anything they need to hear.
To rise up,
and then we'll bleed them dry.
Yeah.
Come on.